Following are the public messages that were given to Heaven's Messenger Maureen Sweeney Kyle of Maranatha Spring and Shrine, home of Holy Love Ministries, from Friday, January 27th through Thursday, February 2nd, 2023. January 27th, 2023. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, children, adore the holy love in your hearts, for it is by means of holy love you are able to obey my commandments. This is how you will be judged, by virtue of the degree of holy love in your hearts. When Jesus returns, it will be on the wings of holy love. It is by my power the angels will harvest the good and weed out the evil. Surrender your hearts to my dominion. Place my power as a shield over your hearts. I await your invitation. Surrender to me by accepting my power over you. A note is given to read Psalm 5, 11 through 12. But let all who take refuge in you rejoice. Let them ever sing for joy. And do defend them, that those who love your name may exult in you. For you bless the righteous, O Lord. You will cover him with favor as with a shield. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. January 28th, 2023. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, children, I continually call you into the safety of my paternal heart. The way well known to you is obedience to my commandments. In and through holy love, this should be a pleasing task. Some make it known that they are privy to these messages, yet they are not thriving examples of followers of my commandments. This is detrimental to my mission. As believers in these messages, you must be examples of true obedience to my commandments. There can be no variation. Some unwise people judge the value and authenticity of my messages by the living out of the messages by those who say they believe. This is where Satan's trickery comes into play. Do not be fooled by the insincere followers of this mission. A note is given to read James chapter 2, 8 through 10. If you really fulfill the royal law according to the scripture, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. You do well. But if you show partiality, you commit sin and are convicted by the law as transgressors. For whoever keeps the whole law but fails in one point has become guilty of all of it. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. January 29th, 2023. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, children, if you are my disciple, do not expect to be friends with the world. Those devoted to the world, fame, fortune, appearance, are not my true devotees. The ones closest to me leave the world and all its false promises behind. Do not allow the clutter of worldly concerns to take up residence in your hearts. This maxim, of course, goes back to detachment from the material things of the world and trust in my provision. When you choose to follow me, the world opposes you and all your good plans and all you stand for. Your discipleship is not compatible with the world. Plant your feet firmly on the grounds of truth, and do not rely on any worldly consolation. I am your provision, and my love your consolation. A note is given to read Colossians chapter 3, 1 through 4. If then you have been raised with Christ, seek the things that are above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things that are above, not on things that are on earth. For you have died, and your life is hid with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. January 29th, 2023. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, it is by order of my will that these years of messages have not been given approval in the world. This way, no one person or official can claim responsibility for their content. Only heaven is author of these messages and responsible for their content. Their credibility rests with heaven, no one else. January 30th, 2023. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, I am here for you in your distress. My strength is a shield of protection round about you. The ancient enemy has no power greater than mine. He is defeated already in his ignorance. He uses human efforts to defeat the divine. I know the ins and outs of your concerns. I am already in the future with my grace, which confounds the most wily of enemies. Trust is the inner workings of you and me together, us. A note is given to read Psalm 5, 11 through 12. But let all who take refuge in you rejoice, let them ever sing for joy, and do defend them, that those who love your name may exult in you. For you bless the righteous, O Lord, you will cover him with favor as with a shield. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. January 31st, 2023. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, children, in your acceptance is your surrender. Therefore, it follows, in order to surrender to my divine will each day, you must willingly accept all the present moment confides to you. This is the basic premise of a life surrendered to holy love. This is how to please me in each present moment. You are not at peace spiritually if you step out of the bounds of this surrender. It is this lack of acceptance of all my will allows which disturbs your peace. Always return to this maxim throughout your day and in each present moment. My love for you will sustain you if you respond in such a way. A note is given to read Ephesians chapter 2, 8 through 10. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not your own doing. It is the gift of God, not because of works, lest any man should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand, that we should walk in them. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. February 1st, 2023. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, whatever consequence is challenging the peace of your heart, dismiss it. It is important for your heart to beat as one with mine. Be assured that there is nothing that you and I cannot handle together. Be united with this truth. Furthermore, be united with one another. Do not allow any conflict between you and another. It is only when peace embraces your heart that I can use you to the fullest. Understand, then, that it is Satan who fosters lack of peace in your heart. Always come to me to restore your peace and unity with one another. A note is given to read Philippians chapter 1, 1 through 2. For Paul and Timothy, servants of Christ Jesus, to all the saints in Christ Jesus who are at Philippi, with the bishops and deacons, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. February 2nd, 2023, Feast of the Presentation of the Lord. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, children, I am your paternal truth. Surrender to me all your fears, all your ambitions, even what you consider your failures. Your best efforts are not failures. Rather, these efforts are under my domain and resolve according to my divine will. You must pray often throughout the day to discover my will for you, which is often beyond your imagination. Never grow tired of discerning my will for you in each situation. Very often, my will comes clothed in difficulties. Begin each day by asking my assistance in finding the direction of the day. When we walk together, we move quickly along the path of righteousness and forward in my divine will. A note is given to read Ephesians chapter 5, 15 through 17. Look carefully then how you walk, not as unwise men, but as wise, making the most of the time, because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.